Hi, my name is Autumn Rain, and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Record.
And today I have Girlfriend. How are you doing today, Girlfriend?
I'm doing great today. Super excited. Super thankful that you're having me. So excited to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first question for you is, I think your stage name is really interesting. So how did you come up with that?
Thank you so much. So it's actually cool story. I came up with it like in a studio. Like initially I used to go by Kenya, which is my real name. And then I was just like, I don't know. It's just, it's not giving right now. Like I was like, I want to be like mysterious, but I want to also like allude to what my music is about. So, you know, I was just thinking about like, okay, like what's really the content, like what's really the breadth, you know what I'm saying, of my music. And I was thinking like, I think a lot of it is like based on relationships, like about my experiences. And like, at the same time, I feel like I'm a friend for people that are like going through things. So just like whoever, you know, so I was thinking, at first I was thinking Bae. Oh. And I told my producer, I was like, yo, like Bae might be a dope name. And I was like, and I feel like people could like make a play off of it. And he was like, nah, like somebody from our city is already going by that name. So I'm thinking, I'm like, dang. So I'm like, Girlfriend. And so like, I said it and we was like, that's kind of dope. So I sat on it for like a couple of days and we was like, no, that's definitely the one. Like after asking people, like everybody we told, they were like, no, that's fire. So yeah, it just stuck from there. It literally came from a brainstorming session.
Oh, that's cool. Like when I first was like listening to your music and everything like that, I was like, that's such like an interesting name. So I was like, I have to ask her like how she came up with that. That's cool. We talked a little bit off camera about how you're originally from Mississippi, but now you're in LA. So how was the adjustment from moving from Mississippi, and would you recommend it for any upcoming artists?
I think, for me, the adjustment was really smooth. It was dope because, like, also my team is dope. But as far as, like, actually me being a country girl at heart, that really made it an easy adjustment, too, because, well, I'm from Mississippi, obviously, so there's a lot of grass there. Like, I get, you know, I'm more of an outside person. Like, I get to go out, like, and like, I'm chill. So, you know, back home, I would be more of a homebody. But, like, out here, I think you can choose your pace. So if you want to be busy and you want to be out and, you know, meet a lot of people, you can. But like also if you just want to go hiking or just be outdoors, like you can still do that. So I feel like it's been really dope adjusting because I get to do that.
Yeah. Like California in general just has like so many options. Like one of my best friends is from the Bay Area and she's telling me how she like goes like snowboarding and how she like is always at the beach and all these different things in the city. So California just has like so much to offer. I understand. And also networking too, being in LA and being in music, you have so many options there. So yeah, I can totally see why picking LA to start your career is, no, a good choice.
Yeah, I've been here since February and I'm absolutely loving it so far. So I'm excited to get more acquainted with the area.
No, that's good. I'm going to have people like drop in the comments some recommendations as you're new to LA. So
yeah, I'm definitely a foodie. So drop all of the restaurants.
Hey, we got you. So for fans that are just catching on to you, what artists do you think that you would compare your sound to?
Oof, I feel like that's a really great question. I'm going to say artists that I get compared to a lot. Personally, I think I'm probably like just all of my influences put together. You know, I feel like I have my own sound, but after playing my music for some people, I've gotten SZA is like really, I get that a lot. I've gotten Doja Cat, Kehlani. Yeah, I'm going to say those are three artists that people say that I sound like very often. So,
okay, I can see that. When I was first listening to you too, I kind of got a little bit of Summer Walker, not going to lie. Yeah, I got some of Summer Walker from you. That's cool. Yeah,
thank you. That's a compliment because she's amazing too.
I love Summer. Yeah, she's great. I love her. What of your own music, what songs would you put your fans onto, like, that just listening to you? Like, what is maybe, like, your top three favorite songs?
So of the music I have released now, I would say, of course, Body. I would probably say Shirt Off Outside, and I would probably say Break It Off. I think those are three of my favorites that I have out.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about Body and Shirt Outside because I really like those two. One thing I learned about your artistry too is that not only do you like write your own songs, but you also engineer your own tracks. So can you just like tell me how you learned how to engineer your own songs and like which one did you learn how to do first?
Oh, I think. Oh, my gosh. I think I learned to write first. I think it's funny because when I was like really young, maybe like 8 or 9, and I used to wonder like how do you write music? And I would try to write songs and it just wouldn't work, you know? And then one day I just picked up a pen and then it just worked and I just wrote a song. So after that, like as I got a bit older, I started to freestyle for the first time. And like after that, my writing process changed from like actually writing down on paper to like now doing everything like off the top of my head. So I think that was a bit of like, you know, my writing process initially. And then I'm going to say like engineering, the reason I learned to engineer, it was just, there were times where I think people from my area, you know, I always was very ambitious. And when I wanted to work on music, I wanted to work on music in that moment, you know, because I feel like inspiration is like that. So there were times where I just didn't feel like I had a lot of people around me that were reliable. So I was like, you know what, like, I'm going to buy my own equipment and I'm just going to learn, you know, how to engineer. So I had this producer I was working with at the time that kind of sent me some templates. And so from there, I just kind of started building my sound. So I think I've been engineering now for probably like six to eight years or something like that. So it's been a while that I've been doing my own stuff.
No, that's cool. I love that. Like sometimes you just have to be like, nah, I'm just going to learn it myself. Like no one wants to help me out. No one wants to, you know, like try to help me in this situation. I think it's so cool just to learn how to do things by yourself too. Would you ever consider engineering for other artists?
Yeah. I've done it. Like I've just done it for a friend. And like, honestly, it was really fun. I was actually shocked at how fun it was, but I think part of engineering is like problem solving. So I think I realized that I really liked doing it. So I definitely would.
That's cool. Speaking on like problem solving too, how do you get yourself out of a creative slump? Like, do you go for a walk, listen to music? Like, what do you do?
I think the way that I get myself out of a creative slump is just creating. Like, like there will be times, you know, during creating where I'm just like, wow, like I think for me, a slump means I'm not confident in what I'm doing. Like sometimes you want to make a song and be like, oh, that's a hit. But I think I had to learn like every song that you make is not going to feel like a hit. Sometimes you can make a song that feels like the worst song in the world. And then 6 months later, like you're like, whoa, this was actually good. Or you play it for other people and they love it. So the way that I frame my thinking as an artist is I'm incapable of making a bad song. So I genuinely don't believe I can actually make a bad song. So I feel like when I think that way and I just keep creating, like, I don't think I can get in a slump. So maybe that's a bit delusional, but you know, like, what's working for me, you know?
No, that's good. I'm going to write that down. I think, yeah, because I think being a creative person, you have so much, sometimes you can have doubt in yourself. I think it's like a part of it sometimes, like, dang, like, am I really good enough to be able to do this? And I know part of it comes from like outside sources, like support, your friends, your family, your fans, stuff like that. But when you are doing it yourself, I know I can speak for myself. I'm just like, oh my God, like, can I do this? You know? And I think I really like what you said, that you can't make a bad song. Cause at the end of the day, sometimes I go back on stuff that I've written. I'm like, this is not as bad as I thought it was. You just have a different outlook, you know, the next time you go back and look at something. And that reminds me of, Bryson Teller. He at first didn't want Don't on his album. And I'm just like, Don't is like his main song. So I really like your perspective on that. I'm going to take a note of that for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, that is crazy. Like, knowing that he didn't want that. Like, when I hear that, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But I think it just shows you that art is literally about perspective. Like, there is no bad art. Like, every song is a fire song to somebody. So
that's true. That's very true. So you released your self-titled album. It was your debut back in 2022. So what did you learn about yourself when you created your first body of work?
I learned that I had a crazy motor. I think I made that during a time period where, like, I was going to school, I was working, I was in college, and it was like a really rigorous college. So I only had like a day and a half out of a week to even create. So that was a time where, like, I was so locked in. I wasn't really having a lot of fun at the time because I was just so focused. So, but, you know, it felt really rewarding, you know what I'm saying, to lock in on something and be challenged by something and, like, come out with that product like that. So I think I learned that I could be really focused, and I learned that I could do things that were really hard. I think it was just, like, an empowering thing for me, you know, as an artist.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And especially juggling being in college and creating, like, it's really hard. So kudos to you for that. What did you major in school?
So I was a psychology major. Mm. And I actually, thinking about it, I was actually working as a videographer as well for the college.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. And what did you learn from being a videographer too? Because we're going to talk about your body music video, which I thought was, like, really cool. So what did you, like, what type of task did you have to do as a videographer? Like, what did you learn doing that?
I learned that I did not love videography. Just like music, I feel like certain things, like, you gotta love it to do it. And I thought, like, when I did it, I was like, okay, I really like editing, like, I could cut it. But, like, when I really realized, like, no, there's sound design involved in this stuff. Like, you have to mix the sounds, like, you have to be, everything's intentional. And I think it showed me how much work videographers actually have to do. And there's so much to make a video seamless. There's so much effort. There's so much that you don't see. I think it gave me a lot of respect for people that do it and let me know, like, okay, like, this was fun, but this is how I know I really love music, because I'm not willing to do everything for videography that I would spend hours and hours on, you know, a song. But, you know, it wasn't always fun doing it, you know, with the job. But it was a dope experience nonetheless. So,
yeah, that was one of my first jobs, like, freelancing. And it is so hard. Like, kudos to videographers out there. Shout out to y'all. I love the editing process. Love, love, love it. I think you can get so creative in that. And, like, when you're attached to a good videographer, you can definitely get some good product out of that. But for myself, I just find it easier if I record it. Like, I mean, I guess other people do too. Like, you record it yourself and then you know what shots you're looking for when you're editing it. So it kind of just makes it an easier process. But when you are with someone who loves to do that, I'm like, you can just shoot me over the clips and I'll put them in Premiere and just get it done. Yeah, for sure. But that's really cool that you did that. I didn't know that. That's really cool. I want to talk about your song, Shirt Outside. And like I said, that song was definitely giving me Summer Walker. And I absolutely loved your performance of it, like the live version of it. So how did you come to that decision to record it in such an intimate way?
So First of all, thank you so much. I think when I recorded, it's crazy that the song like did what it did, because it was literally a freestyle. Like I wrote it, but it was all of it was the top of my head. And I recorded that song probably in like 3 minutes, and I may have touched it up a bit like after everything happened. But I think the way that I decided to do the live performance was because I was talking with Zan, which is like one of my managers. He was like, yo, this song, it's like, this is a dope song. He was like, this is one of those ones, like, this is one of those ones, like, you need to, like, it has to be live, it has to be acoustic, like, people, it feels intimate. So when he heard it, he was like, no, you have to do this. So he was like, yeah, we're going to set it up. So he made sure to do everything, get everything set up. And he wanted it to be intimate because he felt like that was what type of song it was. So we did it, and, you know, it turned out really dope. And I think people received it really well.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. I think, like I told you before, like, you were giving me Summer Walker vibes, like Session 32. Would you ever want to do that for any of your other songs?
Yeah, of course. I love live performances because I feel like it's really a way to connect with people, you know? So that's something that I love doing. And I think you can show emotion through performance in a way that a person may not be able to necessarily feel it in a song by just listening.
That's very true.
That's what people connect to, is like that raw emotion. And I write all of my songs from a very raw place. So I think it's really easy for me to get that across to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely hear that. And you can definitely hear the difference between, you know, a live version and the recorded version. And you can get that, like you said, that emotion out of people listening to it that way. I feel like that's why I love Session 32 so much, because you can really like hear her. And I'm just a fan of acoustic. So please give us more. So your newest song, Body, which you released earlier this month, that had such a cool music video. But before we get to that, I just want to know, how did you come up with what was your inspiration behind creating that song?
You know, my inspiration was, like, I think I wrote this song during a time where, like, everybody was, like, pushing, like, the toxic narrative. And I'm not going to say I don't have no toxic sons, because I know I got them. But I was just, you know, it was just, like, I was like, wow, like, why is nobody singing about, like, vulnerability and love right now? And, like, when I heard the beat, Phil the Keys actually was playing the keys, and I heard it, and it just made me think about like longing for something and just being vulnerable. And so I wanted to change the narrative a bit, because I was just like, nah, I'm tired of hearing about everybody cheating and breaking up and everything. So, you know, that's what was behind it for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that that whole narrative, like you said, is, I feel like at this point, almost like overdone. Like, can we bring back, like, even just like R&B, especially like from a male perspective too? It's like, can you just bring back like a love song? Like, you can't even sing this to your girlfriend or anything like that. No pun intended, saying girlfriend, but you can't even, there's not that many songs like that, that people are willing to be vulnerable, because I think it's the whole like social media concept of all that stuff now. People don't want to be like, oh, you know, she's pressed over me and all that different type of stuff.
Yeah, so that's true. I think nobody wants to be the person that's head over heels for anybody anymore. And I just feel like, I think that's the fun part of love. Like, the fun part of love is that you get to float. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make a song that makes a person, I want a person to feel like they're floating when they hear this song. Or if you're actually going through that, like, it would be nice to have a song that you could listen to and relate to and feel that, you know? So I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Cause I think it's just like the whole social media concept. It's like, it's overdone at this point. And I think at the end of the day, these And this goes for women too, not just attacking the men on this, but for women too. It's just like, we gotta, I don't know, if that's your vibe, that's your vibe. But I feel like we can do better. And I love listening to music now, even coming from like younger artists, that we're trying to bring all that stuff back. Cause that's what made people's careers, honestly, just even on love songs. So bring it back over the toxicity.
Definitely. Like, it makes you miss when, like, a person standing outside of your window with holding a speaker up. Like, we need those vibes back, 100%.
Yes, yes, with the whole boombox and everything. Yes, please bring back.
The moments.
yes, bring it all back. For your music video for that. So I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't seen it, but I really liked how you had like someone kind of like saving you, but like not really in the same sense. Like, I felt like he evidently saved you or whatever, but I feel like you also had your own power too. And you were also like vulnerable to let someone do that for you. So what was your inspiration behind that whole concept of the music video?
So really, my inspiration behind the video, it was, so when I think of body and like the lyrics that I have in a song, like I think I talk about, it's kind of like wherever the mind goes and wherever the heart goes, I think the body follows, you know, especially like for a woman. So I say in the song, I say, you do all the little things. It's like you're speaking to my soul. So when I meet him, like in the video, initially, like, I mean, I don't want to spill, but he does save me. But it's like at the same time, like at the end of the video, he's kind of looking around trying to see like where I am. So it kind of plays with the illusion of like, is he saving me or like, am I saving him? So I think it's just a thing of like, almost like some sort of spiritual connection, you know? So when he sees me, we have this really intimate moment and like we fall for each other, but it's almost like speaking to the thing of like, I'm getting him out of this situation as well, you know? So it's kind of like, him saving me in it. Also almost like me saving him, like in a spiritual sense.
Mm-hmm. I can see that, especially like in the scene where you guys are kind of like holding hands and then you go around circle kind of.
Yeah. So it's kind of like me being a light to him, getting him out of this dark space and leading him out of that.
Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it too, like he was already right. Like he wasn't the person that was going to put harm to you, but yeah. I kind of like that fact, because then you kind of see like his side of it too. And he's already ready. He already has like a gun and everything like that. So it's kind of like, what were you doing to be in that situation, you know, to even try to save me?
Right. Right.
So that's really cool. I like that. You're welcome. So I know you just released Body, but what can you tell fans now? Like, what's next for you? Like, what do you want to do like 6 months from now?
So going forward, I'm releasing another single very, very soon. And I'm going to be releasing an EP. So within the next 6 months, going to be releasing a lot of new music. And I think eventually like there will be, I'll say there'll be like a full body of work to come from it.
Okay.
And some dope collaborations coming as well.
Yes. Who would you like? Who is like five people that you would love to collaborate with?
Oh, great question. Let me think. I'm gonna say I really like Doja Cat. I would probably say I think that would be a really dope collaboration. I also feel like I've always wanted to collaborate with like just like a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also like Playboi Carti as well. I just think it would be so like weird, because I feel like I've never seen an R&B singer collaborate with like a person like in that lane. So I'm gonna say Doja Cat, Playboi Carti, J. Cole, of course. I love him.
Love him, yeah.
I'm also say Kehlani because I've always been a supporter. And who else? I'm gonna say Drake.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like the first song, I think, not the first song, no, that's a lie. I think the first like collaboration I heard from Summer was with Drake too. So I feel like, and like I said, like you have the same like vibe, at least to me. And I feel like you guys would like, you know, match each other's vibe in that sense. So I think those are really cool collaborations, and love Doja. Love Doja. She's so talented.
Yeah, she's super talented.
Yeah. So we're going to go into our rapid fire question thing. So it's like 10 questions that shouldn't be too long to answer. It's just like really quick. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So first question is, who was your teen celebrity crush?
Oh my God. I'm going to say Davies probably.
Okay. Five things that you have in your bag at all times.
My phone, my lip gloss, probably some pistachios. What else would I have? Phone, lip gloss, pistachios, my wallet. And I'm gonna say eyeliner. I don't know.
Okay.
Lotion. Sorry.
No, lotion. No, that's a need. I feel you. Can't be ashy out here. If you weren't a singer, what job would you have?
If I was not a singer, I would definitely be a psychologist, 100%.
Okay. One place you want to travel to?
Wow, this is, I'm trying to think. I would probably go to, I'm gonna say Hawaii.
Oh, it's so pretty there that I've seen. I haven't been there either. I want to go. A skill you would like to learn?
How to swim.
Swim? Yeah. Let me be a better swimmer. I feel you on that. One of your biggest icks, and it could be like towards a relationship or just like people in general.
One of my biggest icks. I think one of my biggest icks is when a person acts like one way with you, and then like when you get in public, like they act like they not really going off you like that. So I just like, you should, I feel like if somebody really messes with you like that, like you should be consistent. Like I hate an inconsistent person.
I feel you. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Your favorite thing to eat?
My favorite thing to eat, this is a drink, but there's like this mango smoothie from Trader Joe's that I'm addicted to right now. I keep saying I'm not going to keep buying them, but I end up with one in my fridge like every other day. So.
Oh my God. Trader Joe's in general is just so addicting. I'm like, I got to stop going there because it's like, I feel like it's like fun groceries. It's not like.
It's like, oh, what am I going to find this week? Like, that's how I literally go in there. Like, I don't go in there to check off a list ever. So,
mm-hmm. Like, this looks cool. Add to cart. One celebrity you want to meet?
One celebrity I want to meet. I'm going to say, J. Cole.
Yeah. J. Cole. Yes, he's my favorite too.
Yeah, I'm like a day one fan of him, so.
Yes. A TV show you are currently obsessed with?
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to say probably The Perfect Match right now on Netflix.
Yes.
I'm stuck into the drama right now.
Yes. I can't wait until, tomorrow.
The episode is coming out like really soon. So,
yeah, the final. I can't wait. It's so messy.
It's so messy. Yeah, I got my managers pulled into it.
Oh, really?
No, they're men, so they're just like, I'm not going to watch this, like, 5 episodes later, completely, like, engulfed, so.
Yeah. they just have a way to suck you in. Like, Netflix has really done their big one when it comes to reality shows involving love and relationships. I'm just, each time, okay, new show, press start.
I'm usually not even, like, the drama type of girl, but, yeah, I'm completely, like, into it, so.
Yes. And the last one thing you want to manifest for yourself for the future?
I just think, honestly, just happiness. I think regardless of what I do, no matter how many accolades or accomplishments, a person can get, like if you're not happy and if you're not fulfilled and surrounded by people that care about you, I feel like it doesn't matter. So I'm going to just say happiness and family, community. That's genuine.
No, that's really good. I feel like you can't do anything without happiness. It doesn't matter. Like you said, it doesn't matter. As long as you're happy. So that was really great. It was so nice, like, catching up with you, meeting you and everything, girlfriend. So it was really nice chatting with you.
Thank you so much. I had fun.
Thank you. So do I. So did I.